This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending October 26th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 200.97, which was $4.68 higher than the previous Friday, with 732 loads sold for the week in the daily reported spot trade. And that represents only about 11% of the total sales for the week. The comprehensive or weekly average choice cutout was at 198.25 and was $4.86 higher than the last weekly report that was put out the end of September. So this is the first time we've had a weekly report in a month. The total reported box beef volume was 6,437 loads, which was a small total weekly load count. In fact, the lowest number since the holiday-shortened 4th of July week. The formula trade was at 3,268 loads, which was 51% of the total loads sold and pretty much normal. The outfront sales were 972 loads, and they reflect more hand-to-mouth type buying, thus a wait-and-see attitude as retailers watch the current prices. The export saw 642 loads sold, which was one of the lowest numbers we have seen in some time. And however, the big item to watch this week was in fact the daily choice or spot cutout that we watch each and every day, which was almost 201 on Friday and was over $2 most of the week. And when you compare that to the average weekly choice cutout, or otherwise known as the comprehensive choice cutout, at 198.25, it was considerably below that spot market, and no doubt was influenced more by other types of sales during than the daily spot trade. Retailers were no doubt sluggish in their purchases the first 2 weeks of the government shutdown, not knowing what was going to happen to sales, and were forced to be very aggressive and restocked their shelves beginning last week, which forced the market up quite a bit. The cow cutout was mostly steady with normal seasonal larger runs of slaughter cows at auctions this time of the year, as cow-calf operators are busy moving their calf crop and culling their cows. Taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was mostly $2 to $4 higher at 131 to 134, and dress prices were $3 to $4 higher at 207 to 208. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was steady at 1290 pounds. That makes 2 weeks in a row, which was compared to 1270 last year. The all-time record high was 1291 pounds. That was set in 2009. The latest average national steer carcass weight was 8 pounds higher at 875 pounds, and that compares to 880 last year and 860 pounds for the 4 years 2008 through 2011. It has started to increase dramatically as feed costs have been reduced and weather-related feedlot performance has been really great this fall. Packers had 245,000 head of cattle contracted to them for October and 251,000 head for November, with both months only about 10,000 head lower than last year. The choice select spread was $15.50 on Friday, which was almost steady with the previous week. Now looking at the feeder cattle trade in the Southern Plains, most of the auctions were unreported during the shutdown, so there is not a trend comparison compared to last week, except for a few state-reported auctions that were predominantly steady. However, prices were mostly $6 to $10 higher compared to the end of September. New crop bulling type calves continue to provide the biggest numbers. 5 to 600-pound steers traded at 170 to 189. And the yearling trade on those 7 to 750 pound steers were at 165 to 173. Those 8 to 850 pound steers were at 158 to 165. Taking a look at the Texas direct trade, they reported 26,000 head in sales. That was about 14,000 head less than last week. And the market was predominantly steady, but with a smaller test of current type cattle. fact, there were only 200 head of 750 to 800 pound steers that traded at 164 to 165, and 800 head of 800 to 850 pound steers trading at 158 to 161, and both of those were current FOB prices. The latest year-to-date numbers of Mexican feeder cattle crossing into the United States are at 661,000 head, and that compares to 1.1 million head last year. The extreme drought conditions a year ago contributed to a much, much larger movement of Mexican cattle into the United States. The latest prices for 300 to 400-pound steers at the Texas border were at 184 to 195, and that compared to a 190 top last year at the same time.